Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Better Conversations by Jim Knight is a professional development and communication guide aimed primarily at educators, coaches, school leaders, and teachers. Published in 2015, the book argues that the health of schools depends heavily on the quality of the conversations taking place within them. Knight, widely known for his work in instructional coaching, frames communication not as a soft secondary skill but as a central driver of trust, learning, collaboration, and improvement. The book blends practical coaching ideas with reflection tools that help readers examine and strengthen their own habits in dialogue. Its purpose is not merely to help people speak more effectively, but to help them become more credible, caring, and connected in every important interaction. Although grounded in school settings, the book reaches beyond education because its central concern is human interaction itself. It is best understood as a practical manual for building better relationships and more productive professional cultures through intentional communication. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, conversation is the foundation of school improvement. A central idea in Better Conversations is that organizations improve when the quality of their conversations improves. Knight applies this especially to schools, arguing that instructional quality, professional learning, and workplace culture are shaped by how people talk and listen to one another. This is an important shift in emphasis. Rather than treating communication as background support for leadership or coaching, the book places conversation at the center of change. In this view, ineffective dialogue can weaken trust, reduce clarity, and make collaboration superficial, while strong dialogue can deepen learning and strengthen commitment. Knight presents conversations as the medium through which ideas are tested, problems are understood, and relationships are formed. That makes communication a practical lever for improvement rather than an abstract ideal. The book also suggests that many disappointing workplace outcomes are tied to habits of interaction that people rarely examine closely. By encouraging readers to become more intentional about how they engage with others, Knight links everyday exchanges to broader institutional health. This makes the book especially useful for educators who want to improve culture, leadership, and coaching without relying only on structural reforms or top-down initiatives. I agree. Secondly, self-coaching as a method for changing communication habits. One of the book's most distinctive contributions is its emphasis on self-coaching. Knight does not frame better communication as something achieved only through external training or expert feedback. Instead, he encourages readers to study their own patterns of speaking, listening, reacting, and relating. This approach treats growth in communication as an ongoing discipline of awareness and adjustment. Readers are asked to reflect on whether their words invite dialogue or shut it down, whether they truly listen, and whether their habits support credibility and care. This matters because many conversational problems arise from automatic behavior rather than bad intentions. Self-coaching helps people notice those defaults and replace them with more constructive responses. The book supports this process with reflection tools and practical exercises, making improvement more concrete. In educational settings, this approach has special value because teachers, coaches, and administrators often work in fast-paced conditions where habits easily become fixed. Knight offers a model that is developmental rather than judgmental. The goal is not perfection, but steady progress toward more skillful and humane communication. That makes the book both accessible and demanding, since it asks readers to take responsibility for the quality of the interactions they create. Listening with empathy is a core relational skill. Knight gives special attention to listening with empathy, presenting it as one of the core habits required for better conversations. In many professional settings, people think of conversation mainly in terms of what they will say, how persuasive they will be, or how quickly they can respond. Better Conversation shifts attention to the quality of listening instead. The book stresses that meaningful dialogue depends on genuine attention to the other person, not merely waiting for a turn to speak. Public summaries of the book highlight several practical listening moves, including committing to listen, ensuring the other person remains the speaker, pausing before responding, and avoiding interruption. These habits may sound simple, but Knight treats them as disciplined practices that build understanding and respect. Empathetic listening is tied directly to trust because people are more open when they feel heard rather than managed. It is also tied to learning, since better listening reveals concerns, context, and assumptions that can otherwise remain hidden. For coaches and leaders, this part of the book is especially important because it challenges the tendency to solve too quickly. Knight presents empathy not as passive politeness, but as an active skill that creates the conditions for honest, productive exchange. Fourthly, finding common ground and building trust. Another major theme in the book is that effective communication depends on common ground and trust. Knight argues that productive conversations are not built only on technique. They also require a relational foundation that allows people to speak honestly and listen openly. Finding common ground means identifying shared purposes, concerns, or commitments that can support collaboration even when perspectives differ. In schools, where conversations often involve evaluation, stress, or competing priorities, that shared ground can reduce defensiveness and make dialogue more constructive. Trust is equally central. Without it, even well-intended feedback or coaching can be interpreted as criticism or control. Knight therefore links conversational skill to moral qualities such as respect, consistency, and genuine care for others. This gives the book a broader human dimension. It is not only about getting better outcomes from conversations, but about becoming the kind of person others can engage with safely and honestly. The emphasis on trust also helps explain the words credible, caring, and connected in the subtitle. Credibility supports confidence in the speaker. Care signals respect and empathy, and connection makes collaboration possible. Together, these ideas give the book a coherent framework for thinking about communication as relationship-centered rather than merely transactional. Lastly, practical coaching for educators and beyond. Although Better Conversations is rooted in educational practice, its lessons extend beyond schools because Knight focuses on universal features of human interaction. The book is especially relevant to instructional coaches, principals, professional learning leaders, and teachers who need to guide difficult conversations, offer feedback, and sustain collaborative cultures. At the same time, its core habits are applicable in many workplaces and even in personal life. This wider usefulness helps explain why readers often describe the book as practical rather than narrowly technical. Knight draws from coaching experience and professional learning, but he turns those insights into communication guidance that can be adapted to many contexts. Importantly, the book does not appear to promise dramatic transformation through a single formula. Instead, it offers a disciplined approach to better interactions through repeated habits of listening, reflection, trust building, and shared understanding. That practical orientation distinguishes it from books that stay mostly theoretical. It also makes the book useful for professional development settings, where readers need ideas they can try immediately. Even when the examples reflect school life, the underlying message remains broad. Better conversations improve relationships, and stronger relationships improve the quality of collective work. That is why the book continues to resonate with readers across roles and settings. In conclusion, Better Conversations is best suited for educators, instructional coaches, school leaders, and anyone whose work depends on trust, dialogue, and professional learning. It is especially valuable for people who regularly lead meetings, give feedback, mentor colleagues, or navigate sensitive interpersonal situations. Readers looking for practical improvement will find clear habits they can apply immediately, particularly around listening, reflection, and trust building. Readers looking for a broader professional mindset will also benefit. Since the book treats communication as a central condition of healthy institutions rather than a minor interpersonal skill, what makes it stand out in the crowded field of communication and leadership books is its combination of coaching insight, ethical seriousness, and practical usability. Knight does not present conversation as a performance tactic for influence alone. He presents it as a means of becoming more credible, more caring, and more connected with others. That framing gives the book unusual balance. It is useful without being mechanical, relational without being vague, and school-focused without being narrowly limited to education. For readers willing to examine their own habits honestly, it offers a strong path toward better collaboration, deeper trust, and more effective professional relationships. Its lasting value lies in showing that better conversations are both learnable and essential. If you would like to support Jim Knight, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.